Before we pray, we can look up some word of God, and we can meditate and we pray together. Because today is especially December 31st, a sentimental value for today. So we have a few more hours to go. 6, 7, 8. They're getting one more years old. It's not that good, but thank God. Psalm chapter 30. This is a David psalm. Psalm chapter 30. I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up, and hast not let my enemies rejoice over me. Verse 2, O Lord my God, I cried to thee for help, and thou didst heal me. Verse 3, O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from Sheol, thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Verse 4, sing praise to the Lord, you his godly one, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for the moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Verse 6, now as for me, I said, in my prosperity I will never be moved. O Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Though this hide thy face, I was dismayed. To thee, O Lord, I called, and to the Lord I made a supplication. What profit is there in my blood? If I go down to the pit, will the dust praise thee? Or will it declare thy faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me. O Lord, be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast loosed my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, that my soul may sing praise to thee and not be silent. O Lord my God, I will give thanks to thee forever. We know this psalm, this psalm written by the David. We can feel that David's heart from this psalm. End up, he mentioned, "O Lord, my God, I will give thanks to the forever, to thee forever." Sometimes we think our life, we want to be a perfect, we want to be better. All this is a good idea because we have to improve our quality of faith, and also our life, our character should be improved, you know, getting better. This is our goal to be, so that we can improve our quality ourselves, that we can reach to even up to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet, we can thanksgiving to God. Why? Because we are imperfect. If we are perfect, nothing to be thanksgiving. Because we are perfect. But because we are imperfect, we can look around our life. There is many things we have a weakness. Sometimes maybe even we can make a mistake. But we can turn around to God. We can see God's loving kindness. We can see God, his wonderful forgiveness. So he can pull up, will let us to walk, continue for the journeys. When I look at the chapter 30, verse 1 to 3 here, we find out that I will exalt thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. Who's the one can help us our life to deliver us of sin, deliver us from our bondage of sin? Thou, Lord Jesus Christ. So we can, December 31st today, let us find out our life. How much God help us our life, deliver us from sin. How much he loves us So he can reach his hands in our daily life throughout the 2013. Maybe you and I have in a day, you have at a certain point, maybe you discourage yourself. Maybe you can think about why I have to believe in God. Maybe you're very close to sin, maybe. Maybe we commit some kind of sin, maybe. But we come back to God. It is a blessing of God because you and I, we come together this whole week. We come to the house of God. This end of this, 2013. I think because it comes from the love of God. Because He delivers us. So chapter 30, verse 3 says, O Lord, Thou hast brought me up, my soul, from Sheol. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. I think this is a confidence we are here today, because of His love, we all come together to the house of God. We can praise His given salvation. And also the verse 2 says, O Lord my God, I cry to Thee for help. Thou didst heal me. I think everybody have a different kind of wounded in your heart and in our heart. All different kind of heart has to be healed. Many times I look at why my life, sometimes because I see myself. After I made mistake, I come back to myself. Why I made that mistake? Why at that time I responded that way? Then I have to reflect myself why. And then because of something in my heart, the part there's not to be maybe healed maybe. So throughout the whole this week, CYC, we can think about those not yet to be healed. I think our Lord Jesus is the loving kindness to sure enough to heal us. So that's why we're thanksgiving to God. I hope that this whole week of this CYC is turn out to be like a healing process for our heart. If you have a wounded place. And also if you learn that God saved you, delivered you from sin, then we can thanksgiving to God. Still God holding us, assure us for our salvation. That's why we can thanksgiving to God. You can think about the salvation. Why salvation is so precious? Why salvation is so precious to you? Because the eternal salvation. It's not temporarily, God will allow you certain things temporarily. It's not that kind of things. This eternal salvation. That's why it's precious. Life in this world, just passing by. You're over 20 maybe. When I was over 20, I thought life was quite everlasting, I thought. But I end up now, my age now, life is short. Life is not that long, I realized. But life is not that long. And we can remember is His grace, His love, and His given salvation. And in the future, after this, you go back to your college life, or if you go back to our life, your local place, still, 2014, there's a lot of different temptation, maybe. A lot of kinds of challenging in your life. But let us remember how much our Lord Jesus Christ to love us and bring us into the true church to assure us for this salvation. We should never forget that. So before this year, last day of the pass by, we can think about the precious salvation. We can thanksgiving to God. Verse 4 and 5 here, David mentioned about the God's loving kindness. That's why he thanksgiving to God. Verse 4, sing praise to the Lord, you, His godly one, and give thanks to His holy name, for His anger is but for a moment, His favor is for a lifetime. The weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy come in the morning. He talk about the hope and talk about His loving kindness. Let us remember when you are distant, maybe for the 2013. If you feel your distance from God, always remember that your God, it's truly full of love. Always watch over you with full of the heart of thanksgiving. So if you turn away from God continually, then there's no hope. But if you have a desire to come back to God, God is always next to you. So never forget that our Lord, our Jesus, He is actually willing to with us in our life. And here the verse 5 says, for His anger is but for a moment, but His favor is for a lifetime. So let us remember, if you are in the stage of sin or close to sin, come back to God. Repent, come back to God. If your heart is, you feel the distance, turn away. Be positive to God. Surely God will accept your way to bless your way. Verse 6 and 7, here, what David made a mistake here. O Lord, my dove, verse 6, now as for me, I said, in my prosperity, I will never be moved. Verse 6, now as for me, I said, in my prosperity, I will never be moved. He has a confidence that is enough. It's more than supposed. Because then the kingdom is a continued prosper, maybe. So his kingdom is, it seems like, you know, by his own hands, by his own ability. So that this kingdom continued to expand it this way, to be prosper. So he miscalculated, misunderstood. Sometimes in our Christian life, sometimes we can have overconfidence, sometimes a pride to control our heart. So that we think we become our heart to be pops out, and we can say that, you know, God's chastising coming approach to us. But actually, even His discipline also actually great benefit to us, because it awakens our soul. So let us learn that a true humility. So the verse 7 here says, O Lord, by Thy favor, Thou hast made my mountains to stand strong. Thou didst hide Thy face. I was dismayed. Sometimes our Lord God, when I myself is too strong, then God Himself His face hide from us. Then we don't know where we're going. The one time when I drive the interstate, long time ago, I'm sure because nowadays I don't have that kind of foolish things to do. But because it's so dark, then I drive on the freeway. So I have a temptation to either, what if I turn off the headlight? Because that time is very dark. Have you ever that kind of temptation when you drive alone in the freeway? I did. So it was so dark. So what if I turn it? How do I feel? So I'm driving over 70 miles. At that time, it's not 780 at least. But I forgot that, you know, how fast I drive. But anyway, I drive, I turn off the headlight. The moment I lost my direction. That's the first time I experienced it. By second, I lost the direction. Oh, I should turn it on right away. Because I'm scared, you know, but I cannot. It seems very simple, you know. When you have a light, then just 1 second, you're just holding the handle, it's okay. But once you turn off the light, just that shocked. I totally lost the directions. Because once it's so dark, then I learned that. Sometimes when we follow our pride, sometimes we follow our own understanding, then right away we lose our directions. Right away we become under the situation of insecurities. Why Christians sometimes we insecure? Because we lost our directions. Because God is not within us. So we hope that we never this kind of experience in our life. After this, you know, when you go home, now you have your own life in the campus, in your work, with your friends out there, your media, all kinds of things. So never lose your directions. Or we need the true light. We need God. So never try to follow my own understanding. So we follow His own understanding. Why this time we come to CYC? Because we want to find out. He's become our true understanding in our life. So today we can thanksgiving to God. Because no matter what, we are here today because we follow His directions. It is a blessing of God. Never forget that this moment today, 2013. You made a successful journey, 2013. It is a blessing of God since we are here. I hope next year also continue every year by year toward the end that we find out we never lose our directions. Every time we define our directions, we toward to the kingdom of God. I'm sure every day your thanksgiving become double and triple after that all that. The one time we know the King Hezekiah, that in the morning I mentioned about that, the King Hezekiah. At that time, he was surrounded by the Assyrians. There's no way he can get away from there. So then there's an Assyrian already sent a letter to urging him to surrender. So he doesn't know what to do. Such kind of circumstance. He has to find out the direction. So he's using his own way to protect himself. He has to find out the way. So if you look at the turn to Isaiah chapter 37, he brought this letter to the temple of God. He brought this letter, asked God to help me. And let's turn to Isaiah chapter 37. Isaiah chapter 37. Verse 14. Isaiah chapter 37, verse 14. Then Hezekiah took the letter from the hand of the messengers and read it. And he went up to the house of the Lord and spread it out before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed to the Lord, saying, O Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, who art enthroned above the cherubim, thou art the God, thou alone, of all the kingdom of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear. Open thy eyes, O Lord, and see, the listen to all the word of the Sennacherib, who sent them to reproach the living God. And truly, O Lord, the king of Assyria, they have devastated all the countries and their land. And this way he continued to pray. Right away, God answered after this prayer. So if you are in a situation that is seems like your darkness, maybe, but the condition that you cannot solve yourself, bring to God. I hope 2014, you can make another experience of God then. But never lose the direction without God. God is our true direction. Always remember that. Yeah. So the verse 8. And to thee, O Lord, I called, and to the Lord I made a supplication. That's why our prayer is important. Our prayer constantly reminds us helping us to see that where my direction is. If we don't pray to God, then we don't know where direction is. Maybe you study. Maybe you're looking for the job. Maybe you're looking for your degree. Maybe looking for something else then. Why we pray to God? Because God is our priority. And God is our helper. To the end here, verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and be gracious to me, O Lord. Be thou my helper. He mentioned that verse 10 says, O Lord, to be thy my helper. Lord, you become my helper. That is a prayer. So I hope that you and I, we can, we already have a helper. You know, you remember when John chapter 14, I never let you to be alone as orphans. I'll come back to you. I'll be with you forever. That is a promise. That you and I, we have a Holy Spirit within us. If you trust in the Spirit of God, if you follow the Holy Spirit, He become a true helper for us. When you go back to your local, you never think that you're lonely. Never think that you're alone. God is always with us. So far, 2013, we are here because our helper, constantly help us. So hope that today this prayer, we can thanksgiving to God. So continue, you become our helper for the 2014. So that we can, our thanksgiving is just like here, the David says, "Oh Lord my God, I will give a thanks to die forever." So this to be our words to be. That's what we come for. We can pray together.